Oprime el 8.
Blog Talk Radio.
Please say your name. I have so many friends I'm no longer here. Why you took them away? Let me hear out the tears. If I have more to do and you have more assignments for me to complete, I feel convinced that you'd want to be with me. Die up and gone. I'm so encouraged. But if you love me, then I don't deserve it. Oh, yeah. Never let me alone.
Thank y'all so much. We'll see you next time.
Hallelujah.
I'll never be able to repay you, Lord, for all of your goodness, for all the great things you've done in my life. That was done by Jay Morrison, PJ. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We going to ask if Evangelist Sharon be so kind to give us a word of prayer and continue to lift Pastor Bell up as well. She will be on, but please lift her up as well. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Good afternoon to all the listeners. Praise God. And a special prayer and a mission goes out to Pastor Bell, praying for her as well. I'd like to read out of King James, Colossians. One and three. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which we have to all the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Amen. I want to thank God for another beautiful day and for him opening up our eyes, our ears, and our spiritual minds and hearts to what the truth is in the Holy Ghost. I pray that those who are struggling, those who need prayer, those who ask us to remember them in prayer, I pray for them. I pray for this broadcast it will continue to reach all bounds so that nothing becomes a barrier and gets in our way of spreading the word, the gospel of truth. I pray for the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved, and both our pastors that God will continue to bless them and anoint them in such a way that they would need to be anointed and delivered from anything needed to be delivered. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. We're talking about allowing the Word of God to prevail. Well, why is that so important? Why should the Word of God prevail? Yesterday we was talking about prevailing over the natural world. When you let the Word of God prevail, it's bigger than the natural. How I know that is because over there in Genesis, if you remember, in Genesis where I want to say it's around the first chapter, and I wanted to say the third verse, but anyway, around the 14th through the 19th verse, God honored the human language by calling Jesus the Word. The whole universe was brought into existence by his Word. The Bible says that the Spirit spoke. I'm going to let her read this, Evangelist Sharon, in Genesis 1, 14 through 19. Read that for me. In Genesis 1, 14 through 19. See, you have to understand that everything going forward is about being in the Word. It's about being spiritual. That's when you know that you are spiritual. Called John 6:63 said, the words I say, they are spirit and they are life. The word itself is spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1.
Yeah.
This is 14 through 19. For some reason or another, I'm going to try a different book. Okay, I have it now, Pastor. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
14 through 19 reads as follows. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be of signs seasons and of seasons and for the days of years and years, excuse me. And let them be for light. I'm reading it again. I rebuke the devil in the blood of Jesus. My phone just went out, so I have no idea.
Okay. And he said, let there be light in the firmament and of the heavens to give light upon the whole earth, according to verse 15. He says, and God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament, in the heavens, to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the 19th verse says, and the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Now, most folks don't even know this, but those that are listening, the day started in the evening. It started in the evening. That's why you're able to have the Sabbath starts on that Friday, which will become the second day, the first day, and then the second day would be Saturday, and the third day would be that Sunday. That's the day he rose. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about today. What I want you to see is that God honored the human language by calling Jesus the Word. Like I said, the whole universe was brought into existence by the Word, by the Spirit. So the Word of God, a Spirit-creating material thing, prove that the Spirit is greater than the natural or than the material world. So in John 1:14, he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. So you see, we have the spoken Word in the lips of Jesus. Then we have the Word made flesh dwelling in our midst. Then we have the spoken Word from the lips of God. We have the Word in the lips of the apostles. So before the Pauline revelation came, I like 1 Thessalonians 2 and 13 that says, wherefore we also give continual thanks. So like what Evangelist Sharon was talking about, Paul would always give thanks. So I'm going to tell you right now, you got to start giving more thanks. Just think, I mean, can you imagine when God had made the sun and the moon, he went back and repaired them. It was good and very good. Can you imagine him have to work on it like man does things? I was looking at those leaves yesterday, how God is able, everything just clicks on God's word. God said, okay, it's spring, bring forth. It's fall, let the leaves fall off the tree, because it's fall. Everything got to fall. Then the winter, let's freeze things. See, it's awesome. So the spirit world is greater when you think about it. And that is in the word of God, brothers and sisters. That's where that's at. It's, so we got to start allowing the word of God to prevail. If we're going to have integrity, if we're going to grow up, if we're going to develop in the things of Christ, you start by growing, because it started with 1 Peter 2:2. Let's read that, because that's where spiritual growth comes from. 1 Peter 2:2. Can you see that, Evangelist Sharon? Are you able to read that?
I'm going to it right now, Pastor.
Okay. I know you're having fun. I'm going to ask you to read it out of a Messenger Bible, if you will, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor.
That's 1 Peter 2:2.
As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. And good afternoon, everyone. 1 Peter 2:2. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Amen.
That's what happened, brothers and sisters. Your spiritual growth comes by the word of God. Don't be trying to develop without the word of God.
Amen.
We got to grow up in him. Well, matter of fact, let's go to Ephesians 4:15. I don't know, I should have jumped on that one first, now that I think about it. Ephesians 4:15, if you'd be so kind. And, oh, by the way, Evangelist Sharon, that was a nice prayer. Pray for Pastor as well. Thank you, too, if I didn't say it.
Praise God.
Thank you. Amen.
In Ephesians 4:15, it reads as follows, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen.
Amen. And excuse me, from the Message Bible, Ephesians 4:15. Let's see. Okay, God wants to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. We take our lead from Christ. Amen, amen. And thank you for your prayers. I went on early enough, but thank you for your prayers.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
You're welcome. Listen, brothers and sisters, what he says for us to grow up, I want you to see it like this. We ought to grow up and start with the truth, by speaking the truth. Just like he did, says, in the beginning, well, the scripture I quoted a while ago in Genesis 1:14, when she read it, I want y'all to see this. That started with truth. The spirit world is greater. So we're going to develop in the things of God. We got to start speaking the truth. Because once you do that, then you'll grow up in him. In all things, which is the head, even Christ. So we're going to develop into that integrity that we're trying to restore. You have to speak the truth, okay? Then, That's why 1 Peter 2:2 was so important, because that's spiritual growth, brothers and sisters. Then he says, over in 1 Peter 1:23, while you're there, go to 1 Peter 1:23, because I want you to see it for yourself. 1 Peter 1:23.
Even King James, 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Amen.
So that's why we have to let the word of God prevail. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. You have to allow that word to prevail.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See, until you do that, I got to be honest with you, brothers and sisters, until you allow that word of God to take over, to be controlling. Remember the other day, it said, let allow. We have to allow that. You have to allow that. You have to let the word of God be the referee. You have to let the word of God determine your fate. For Christ I live, for Christ I die. I mean, you got to kind of like have the opinion of, you rather have Christ, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The prevailing word, the growing word, the word of God has to prevail. It's so important that we understand that that's what happens. The word prevail. Everybody don't understand that how important this word prevail is. But when you allow something to prevail, it's overcoming who you are.
Okay.
You did. Remember? The word of God has taken over now. And let me say this. When you do that, you have victory. See, every time every scripture you'll see, it'll show you where it's victory when the word of God prevails. It will defeat the opponent, whatever it is. When we say allow peace to rule your life, when you let peace rule, believe me, brothers and sisters, that's victory.
Say that. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
When you get peace, I don't care if the enemy would try to, but peace will always win. When Jesus said to the sea, peace be still, the Bible says it brought about a calm. What won? Peace won. So when we began to speak peace in people's lives, you win. You got some enemies out there. You might as well go ahead on and speak peace to them. You're going to win. Don't worry about it. See, because you're allowing the word of God to live in you richly. Believe me. That's how we have to live. I'm sorry. That's how we have to live. Because that's how we got born again. We're born to hear. And I read that in a different light. Over there in Romans 10, and 14, I'll let you read that for me, please. Romans 10 and 14. I read this thing. It was like, wait a minute. If I'm born by the word, then if I'm hearing the word, I was born to do this. My whole life should be based in the word of God. Your life is based in the word of God. When you're out of the word, now I'm going to make some folks mad, and I don't care. Right now, I don't really care. When you are out of the word, you are out of character. When you are speaking out of the world, out of the word of God, and you're not speaking the word, you're out of character. You're naked. You're naked.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
And you ought to freeze. You ought to get cold. You're naked. Folks, I ought to laugh at you. The Bible says the only good you is to be thrown in the fryer. You got to keep covering yourself with the word of God, no matter what you do, how you do it. And there's a way to do some stuff, brothers and sisters. And you still, because that's why you got conceived. You got conceived by the word of God. But in Romans 10:14, would you read that, please?
It reads as follows. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But how can people call for help if they don't know who to trust? And how can they know who to trust if they haven't heard of the one who can be trusted? And how can they hear? Nobody tells them. And how is anyone going to tell them unless someone is sent to do it? Amen.
Now I get all of that. You know, you're telling me about, you know, there's a preacher, da, 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 da. I get all, I mean, believe me, I get the scripture. But here's what I want you to see. you, and you, and myself, we are born to hear. I don't know if you can see that in there, but man, the Spirit says, you're born to hear. You're supposed to hear the word of God.
Amen.
You're supposed to hear for your finances. You're supposed to hear for your believing. You're supposed to hear for whatever it is. You're supposed to hear the word of God because you're born to hear. And that's what I got out of that. I mean, I've taught that all kind of ways, but he said, but how can people call on him if they have not believed in him? How you going to do that? That's a good question. How you going to do that? And then how can they believe in him if they not heard his message? You ain't heard what the Lord said. You ain't heard what the word said. How you going to believe in that? All these are good questions. And how can they hear if no one tell them about the good news? This is the good stuff, brother. This is the good stuff. God wants you to have the good stuff. And I want you to know you're born to hear. When you got born again, so you could hear what your daddy got to say.
Hallelujah.
See, Ephesians 14 says we have to grow up by speaking and hearing the word of God. That's what actually Ephesians 14 was saying. We mature on the word, by the word. Why? Because, let me tell you, we got to become skillful in the word of God. How I know that? In Ephesians 4, well, I just told you about 15, but go to 14, Ephesians 4, and read 14 and 15. Read it like this now. Well, matter of fact, read it through the 16th verse, because I want you to see the whole picture here. So in Ephesians 4, and read 14 through 16, please.
Ephesians 4, 14 through 16, read the following in King James. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftsmen whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, no prolonged fantasies among us, please. We're not tolerated babes in the woods, small children who are an easy mark for imposters. God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love. Like Christ in everything, we take our lead from Christ, who is the source of everything we do. He keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flows through us, nourishing us so that we will grow up healthy in God, robust in love. Amen, amen.
See, that's how we mature. That's how we're developed. It's by the word of God.
Yeah.
So let's stop being like little children. Let's stop being, I got to wait on somebody to. No, get in the word yourself. Bless God.
Yeah. Amen.
Stop getting tossed to and fro by every kind of teaching on the face. Well, you know, this preacher's saying this and this and saying that. I had to tell a preacher the other day, you just being tossed to and fro. One moment you believe in the pure word of God, and the next moment you want to believe in a watered-down virgin. But so a person like that will never grow. They can grow no greater than the last person they heard. If you get in the word yourself and realize there's a living God for all of his people, And I just want to encourage you. That's what I want to do. I want to encourage you to tell other people God wants you to be great in him. A lot of people trying to be great in the world. Brothers and sisters, don't worry about trying to be the best rapper, the best singer, the best dancer. All that's going to vanish. God want to look at us like he did with Job. Over there in the first, when Satan got on his attack, and he wanted to tell God, don't nobody there fear you. All of them in the same boat. And God answered him by telling Satan, have you considered my servant Job? I mean, there's nothing like him in the language. He's perfect. Mm-hmm. He's upright. See, that's the kind of stuff God want to say on our behalf before he welcome us into his majesty, his glory, his all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Have you considered my servant? He may not call her Evangelist Renee. He may just call her Renee. I don't know. He may call her his friend, like he did with Abraham. I don't know. I know one thing, he'll tell the devil in a heartbeat, have you considered her? She believed me. She believed me above what she can see. Because my word said it, and because my word said by his stripes I'm healed, she believed it, and she stuck with it. Haven't considered that. Amen. That's how God is, brothers and sisters. That's what he wants us to realize, that we are to become skillful in the word of the word of truth. Become skillful in the word of God. So when I read Hebrews 5, I'm going to let y'all go. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. Using it as a sword, using it as a word of God. You gotta use the word. You have to. That's on you. You can read it. You can admire it. You can think it. You can love it. But if you don't use the word of God, it ain't going to help you. It ain't going to help you.
Amen. Amen.
About like having a car and you don't have keys to it.
Yeah.
It's important. So in Hebrews 5, that's in Hebrews 5, 13 and 14.
Yes, that's
okay.
It reads as follows.
Yeah.
For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, by this time, you ought to be teachers yourselves, yet here I find you need someone to sit down with you and go over the basics on God again, starting from square one. Base milk. When you should have been on solid food long ago, milk is for beginners, inexperienced in God's way. Solid food is for the mature who have some practice in telling right from wrong. Amen.
Amen.
See, we're not lacking anything, okay? We don't lack anything. Just unskillful in the word of truth. Just underdeveloped. You don't lack anything. Developed. Now, once you begin to develop in those areas that he wants us to, you turn the bottle loose.
That's
sit
right.
Sit at the table and eat like the rest of the children.
Yeah. Amen. That's
but if
right.
you're a baby, you look at it like this, brothers and sisters. Seriously, I'm going to let you go. This will be the last scripture. But I want you to see it like this. See, when I think about this scripture, for everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of God, let the bottle go. Let that bottle, take it out of your mouth. When I see somebody using the world way of thinking, the world way of doing things. That's like a baby in a high chair. You got to feed it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amen. That's right.
When you're not using the word of God for your everyday living, you're like the baby in the high chair. Hey, my priority, feed me, feed me. Yeah. That's what you are.
Right. Amen.
They're sucking on the bottom. They're unskillful. As far as the word of righteousness, so if anybody out there, do not get offended. And I mean, I don't care because I joined the word of God. So you can get offended at me too and at the word too at the same time. Just simply saying you need milk and not solid food. That's what it's saying. You ain't ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember those who live on that milk, what happened? They hadn't learned how to chew yet. Their teeth hadn't came out yet. Their teeth hadn't popped through them gum so they can chew meat.
Mm.
They ain't ready for the meat yet. They still
all
on
right.
that bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're living for that bottle. Got to have that milk. It's a lack of experience, what he's really saying. It's a lack of experience. Because all you want to talk about is anything outside the word of God. Let's talk about the word of God, huh? How about that conversation, huh? How about that one right there, huh? How about we talk about what the scriptures say?
All right.
Because when you're not talking about solid food.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, when you're talking about scriptures on scripture, these are for mature people. These are for mature Christians. Because what have happened, when you've come a full age now, you're grown. We're grown folks now. You know, grown folks conversation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Because that's what this word belongs to. So the word either belongs to you and you're a grown person, or you need to find a bottle and suck on it. Or let somebody feed you.
Have mercy.
This meat is for grown folks. And you can tell them I said it. It's for grown folks. The word of God and the word of truth, when a person will receive it, it's for grown folks. It's for people who've developing, who have arrived, and those by reason of using it have had their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. See, as long as you're using the world system, you can't discern both good and evil. You won't be able to. The only thing you're going to see is what the world show you. Or what the mindset is, or your education level, or how wicked you are. But when you get in the Word of God, it's line on line and precept on precept. See, that's what you want, where you want to be at. That's for mature people who have some kind of practice in telling the right from the wrong, who have some kind of practice in exercising the Word of God. Not your own experience. Now, there's a lot of people out here who exercise their own opinion and giving their opinion.
Amen.
I dropped a cup of coffee. But anyway, this is the part that we allow you to have 5 minutes or whatever you need to speak on whatever you like to speak on anyone. Anyone like to speak on anything you heard the scripture say? I had a couple people to drop out. I don't know why they drop out. It's good.
Okay. Pastor, I'd like to read that from God's word, but I'm going to start with the 11th verse. I'm going to back it up on what you just was sharing with us.
What? Were you in Hebrews?
I'm in Hebrews 4.
Where?
Hebrews. Hebrews.
Oh, okay. Hebrews 5.
Uh-huh. And I'm going to start with the 11th verse through the 14th.
Okay,
so he get the
good.
Whole. because you know it starts off with you need someone to teach you. So in the scripture says we have a lot to explain about this, but since you have become too lazy to pay attention, explaining it to you is hard. By now, you should be teachers. Instead, you still need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word. You need milk, not solid food. All those who live on milk lack the experience to talk about what is right. They are still babes. However, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. And I like that how it says the mature person's mind has been trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil. And the only way we're going to be able to do that is to be in the Word, you know, and let God teach us. And then I was also looking at, from the New Living Translation. It says a call to spiritual growth. So, you know, it says a call to spiritual growth. And I'm going to read the same verses from Hebrew. It said, there is much more we would like to say about this, but it is difficult to explain, especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have been believers so long. Now that you ought to be teaching others, instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. For someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do or what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise God. I like that. I mean, because it makes it plain to us. So we want to be able to receive that word, receive God's word, so we can be mature. And in being mature, then, you know, we know the difference between right and wrong. So that takes me back to that scripture that we shared over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I think it's verse 16, where it tells us we cannot be judged of people, because now that we're mature enough that we have the mind of Christ.
Exactly.
I think I said it right, 2 Corinthians 2, 1 Corinthians 2 and 16.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 2, that's where it said. You on it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's what I got from Linda.
I want to say this on what you just read, Pastor. Brother and sister, this is a beautiful lesson if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the message. God called us to be developed. He wants us to be what he's calling for in these last and evil days. This is what he's calling us to grow up into him.
Yeah.
For a better way of saying it, we're called to grow up into him. We're called to grow spiritually. That's what we're called to do. We're called to develop and become like what, and the only way we can do this is becoming skillful in the Word of God. using it as a sword to cut stuff away, using it as a deliverance.
Yeah.
People, it's nothing wrong with you other than the fact of your underdevelopment is because you're not using the Word of God skillfully. And I'm going to be honest with you, you must mature as part of the body of Christ. You have to mature. We're waiting on you.
Yeah,
we're waiting
on
you until we all come into that unity of faith. We're waiting on you. Waiting on you to grow. We all have to grow individually as well as collectively. And yes, there will be growing pain. I hate those that miss this, but there will be growing pains, like in anything else. But anyway, thank you so much, Pastor, for finding those other scriptures and going through them. And meanwhile, no one else, well, stay blessed, and we'll see you all Sunday for the Word and